Welcome to Afyoyim Yerushalmi, Shir sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Erevin Daf Lamed Vov in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Chamishi, towards the end of Halacha Aleph. We're starting the last line, Daf Lamed Heimud Beis. Sedmo Atani B'Shem Reb Yudo Av Zizeo V'Ksoleo Ayunim Dodim Imo. We mentioned that you measure the 2,000 Amah going out of the city from the edge of the city, from the last structure. So even if you have some stone sticking out from the last structure, or you have some beams sticking out, you measure from the last thing sticking out of the structure. Do you measure also the air of the chotzer? If there's a house, and in front of the house there's a chotzer. Do you measure from the edge of the chotzer, of the courtyard, or from the house? Let's learn from the following. If you have a house, the one wall fell, so you still measure from that house. Mishtei ruchus, if two walls fell, and in dodimo, now you don't measure for that house anymore. It's only if the ceiling fell. You still measure even if two walls fell. So the more mishtei ruchus, if you talk about that the ceiling fell, and still if one wall fell, we measure from the edge. Lav kavir chotzu. So in this house, there's three walls, and the fourth wall fell down, and doesn't have a ceiling, it's like mamish like a chotzer. And it says you measure from the edge. You see that the avi chotzer is included in the measurement. It's not a good rayo. Taman hukav lebeis diro. Pam hacha lo hukav lediro. There, the house was built for people to live in. So you measure from the edge as long as three walls are still there. But from a chotzer to tell me that you measure from the edge of the chotzer, we don't have a rayo from here. When you measure the city, you don't measure from the corner. As we explained in the Mishnah, if you measure from the corner goes in an angle. So there, if you do 2,000 amah from the corner, then the straight line will be much shorter. But the 2,000 amah is the straight line from the east side, the straight line from the north side, the straight line from the south, the straight line from the west. And you may leave the corner, if you square it off, you get more. Because if you go in an angle from a corner, you get two more fifths, which means the measurement from the corner of the city to the edge of the square is 2,800 amo. And that's what the Mishnah means, she'en nisker says avios. You get more when you square it off. Halacha bezok the Mishnah. Noistim karfav leir divir amir. This we mentioned before, that you don't measure from the edge of the city, but you measure shivim amo v'shirayim from the city. You give it a little space, and then you start measuring. That's a shita of amir. It's only between two cities. Then you say a karfof, and the two cities join together. If each one has shivam shirayim, so they can join together. So in the Mishnah, the way Chachamim are saying is like this: we don't have the concept of a karfof unless you have two cities one next to each other. If you have two cities, one next to each other, and each one of them has the size of a karfof, they're considered to be one big city. So if the entire space between the two cities is 141 approximately, so then they join together to be one city. But if it was one city standing on its own, you don't give it a karfof like Remeir holds. Continues the Mishnah, v'chen shloisho kfarim ha-mishuloshim. You have three separate villages. The Mosek explained to me exactly how they're situated. If you have between the two exterior ones, 141 and a third, which that's a double karfaf, a double shivam v'shirayim, asayim tzoi eshloshtom liyois echot. So the middle one will join the two external ones to become one, that they all will be considered to be one big city. And again, the Gemara will see exactly what is the shape of these three villages. Says the one, Noisiv Karfav Leir V'chuli. Rav Chuna B'Shem Rav says, the Rav Meir V'Rabbonim Mikroi Echad Dorshim. They dash to the same Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Rav Meir Dorsh Mikir Ha'ir. Matom Adloim V'chutzo. It says you measure from the wall of the city. But then there's an extra word in the Torah. V'chutzo. Outside. The fact that it says chutzah means you don't measure from the wall of the city, but you measure from a little space away from it. It says chutzah, I already know you measure outside. Why have to tell me extra words mikira here? From here you see you don't do karfof. So when it says kira here, you measure from the wall. Hi, so why did it say v'chutzah? The chutzah is referring to when you have two cities, as we saw in the Mishnah. The fact that it says chutzo tells you that you do make a karfof if you have two cities, Not if you have one. We use the gear of Reb Chaim. Says the Gemara of Yaakov Ba'achor of Uner of Nochem Shem Shmuel Ba'abo Salkos Masniso. This does not work with our Mishnah. Why not? Because in our Mishnah we said if you have two cities, you give each one of them a karfuf. You give a double karfuf. According to this drasha we just said, it should be one karfuf between two cities. Because the only time you use chutz is only for one karfuf between two cities. Says Reb Chaim, so how will Rav explain the Mishnah? So when it says in the Mishnah you give two karfufis to two cities, is referring to Rameir that says that each city gets one. He says if you have two cities, they get two. Don't tell me that if you have two cities, you'll give only one to both. You give each one its own. But according to Rabbanan, Liba de Rav, you give one if you have two cities, one next to each other, and none if the city stands on its own. Says the Mishnah, Shleisha Kfarim Mishulashim, you have three villages. Says the Mishnah, what does it mean? Shmuel Amar Ba'asuyim Shura. The three villages are one next to each other in one row. So what does it mean in the Mishnah that there's 141 between them? So it explains Reb Chaim, it sounds like this. You have between village 1 and village 2, Shiv Yama Vishirayim. And between village 2 and village 3, Shiv Yama Vishirayim. And it's according to Rabbanon hold that you don't give a karfuf to one city, only to two. So the chiddush over here is that if I have three villages, I can connect many villages to each other. See, Rabbanon hold you give a karfuf only between two cities. So between village 1 and village 2, I give one karfuf. But the chiddush is also between 2 and 3, I give one karfuf and I can join all three together. So as long as the space in between the first and the third, ignoring the middle one, is 141 plus, so they all join together to be one big city, that's the Chiddush according to Shmuel. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. Bakabra Amar Basuyim Tzuvo. Asuyim Tzuvo means they're the shape of the segol, meaning a triangle. They're not one in a row. You have two on each side, and one, the third village, is directed to the middle, but it's a little higher or lower from the other two. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is like this. If this middle one, if you bring it down between the two other ones, the space will be only 141 inch of a shlish. So meaning right now, the space between the two villages is much larger. Let's say the middle village is 2,000 amma. So the space in between is 2,000 amma plus 141 plus. But if you take that middle one and you bring it down to be between the two cities, then the space will be only 141 plus, meaning Shiva Yama Vishirayim for each one. They connect all together to be one big city. Says the Gemara, one second. According to this, Haidnu Imtsoi, what's the middle one? If I have it in a row, I know exactly what the middle one is. The middle one is the one which is between the other two. But which one is the middle one? Meaning, once it's made as a triangle, so I don't know which one is the middle city. You can look at the triangle that the two bottom ones are the two sides, and the one in the middle, that's the middle one. Or you could take the top one, and the one on the right, that will be the two sides. And the one on the left, the lower one on the left, that will be the middle. Once it's a triangle, each one could be the middle. Says the one of Shmuel, Achui, Dar Brachio, in Timshach Minayen, Hanoim Tzoy. In Timshach Minayen, Hanoim Tzoy. Depends what you want to measure from. You're right. The middle one could be anyone you want. You can always go 2,000 amma to every direction, and assuming that the middle one is any one of the three. Rav Yaakov Ba'achor, Rav Yosef B'Sherim Chananyo, B'Vat Shel Te'ayim Tzoy Muflug Yosef Ma'apayim Amo. It's only as long as that middle one that you want to measure and imagine it being in between the cities, it's not 2,000 amma away from any one of the side villages. Because then you can walk there, Trum Shabbos. So if it's within 2,000 amma, you can walk to Trum Shabbos, you join it together to be one city. But once it's more than 2,000 amma, then if you don't imagine these things, you're not going to be able to walk there on Shabbos, so then they don't join to be one big city. Omar Yoise Kashasa Kamei Rav Yaakov Ba'achor. So we said a question to Yaakov Ba'acho. Tanim yesh ben shtei kitzoinim. Me'albrim ve'echav v'shlish asem tzoi shlosh tomatir shnei kitzoinim. We learned if you have a middle one, it makes the other two join together to be one big city. What happens if I use shnayim ha'im tzoi mash yudun lekan or lekan? Meaning, the way Reb Chaim explains it, you have five cities. You have two cities in the north, one on the right, one on the left. You have two cities in the south, one on the right, one on the left. And then you have a city in the middle between the four. It has an X shape. The shaila is that the middle city, can it join? Which one will it join? Will it join the two cities in the north or the two cities in the south? So that's the question of the Gemara. Are you shtayim? You have two places to connect it. Haim tzoyim ashi yodun lekan lekan. Can you join both directions? So the Gemara, matzricha lehu b'shehoyu echod me'alech. Meaning, We're all talking about if one person wants to, on the same Shabbos, he wants to walk to the north, he wants to walk to the south. Question is, can I use the middle one for the north and the south and make everything one big city? If it's two people, one wants to use the middle city for the north, and the other one wants to use the middle city for the south, then it's pasha that each one can join the middle city to the direction he wants. Meaning the word no says, it's clear that if I can use the middle city for the north or for the south, it's fine as long as it's two different people. One person will use the middle city to be considered part of the north. Another one will use the middle city to consider part of the south. Even though each one of them is using the middle city for a different direction, that's fine. But the Shai is the same person at the same Shabbos. Can he use the middle city to join the north and to join the south and make all five towns join together? That's what the Gemara asks as a question and stays with a question. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Erevin, Daf Lamed Vav.